This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. Thanks so much for being with me. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, being a part of the solution overall. Because really that's what it's all about, right? We don't want to just sit here and moan and groan and make all kinds of noise. No, really, seriously. We're here to inform you, to help you, so you get an idea of what's happening. And again, I really do appreciate the time you spend with us. Hang in there with us, even when Facebook decides they're not interested in hanging in with us. I don't really care what they think anymore. So, you know, many of you who are old-timers, been around for a while, here's the deal. When Facebook shuts us down, which we don't really, you know, we're not here for Facebook, right? But when Facebook does shut us down, you can head over to our website. TheRealSide.com. We do a live feed there, video. There's a chat room there as well. You can enjoy each other. You got people on the same page. You, ones that aren't on the same page, you usually drive them out pretty quick. Head up to the website. You can always watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can give me your email list, right? Give me your email address, because you know, I send out an email once a week. Really simple. And then that way you give an idea of what's coming up, what we're going to be talking about, what's on the show. Things like the unemployment rate fell to 3.5% in September, 50-year low, and payrolls rise by 136,000. We have to get rid of this president. I do not understand why we want a president in there who keeps driving the unemployment rate down, right? Doesn't make any sense to you, does it? The jobless rate in September dropped 0.2% to 3.5, so lowest since December of 1969. Remember, we were told that jobs were where they were at. That was the norm. Get over it. Too bad. Deal with it. Remember, because you know, if the Dems come back, there goes the coal industry. There goes the gas, natural gas, gone. So if you work or support one of those industries as your job, as your main source of income to put food on the table for your children, kiss it goodbye. Right? If he doesn't get back in next year, we are in such a mess. You want to see what this country would look like with total Democrat rule? Look at California. Not the weather, the reality of the shape of this state. It is a mess. It is a fiscal mess. You know what? Infrastructure-wise, it's a mess there, too. And the only thing they do is they keep spending money. We have state legislators who don't want parents to have choice when it comes not just to vaccinations, but how about to school choice? The asinine bill that went through the Senate, I mean, that went through the legislature, about basically, shackling charter schools. Why? Because we have to have a better level playing field and academic equality. So what does that mean? Does that mean that kids who go to regular public school don't have the same equality as kids who go to a charter school? Why don't you figure out what charter schools are here for? If they're so successful, which many of them are, why don't you hold the public schools to the same standard? Why don't we start raising things up? Why is it that California consistently has to lower the bar to make everybody feel good? Because when you're at your job, you want to feel good, right? I mean, come on, think this through. We don't have an exit exam anymore. Many people are great. They're happy with doing away with the SAT exams, you know, the test to go from high school into college, which I'm not. Look, I don't think testing is the end-all, be-all, whatever. Not by any stretch of the imagination. But where do we figure out where you're at? Whether it's a written test, a verbal test, a face test, I don't care. How do we figure out where you're at? You know, I play these clips on a regular basis where kids and people are interviewed. They're on college campuses. They don't have a clue. I don't know how these people get out of bed in the morning. They have no clue on how we won our independence. They have no clue on what the Civil War was slash is all about. So I don't even know what you do with them. I'm not kidding. Not at all. Right? I mean, seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And it's just one of those things where you sit there and you constantly say to yourself, how do you show these people that their system is not working? It never does. It keeps people in poverty. It keeps people stupid. Now, you know, even with the jobless rates down, it's actually not as low as some had anticipated. Non-farm payroll rose by 136,000. Non-farm, right? They expected about 145,000. Right? However, past numbers were revised higher. August was revised up to 168 from the initial estimate of 130, while July was increased to 166 from 159. And I told you, look, they did it under Obama, too. The only difference was when they were adjusted under Obama, they always went down. And wages rose by almost 3% for the year. Now, it's the lowest increase since July 2018. Think about that, 1 year ago. There weren't any under President Obama. Not a one. So we can play this game all day long. Right? Like, we had 2 days of the down market, but the market's still up for the year. But they talked about, oh my God, we're done. We're not done. We still got so much. We have so much winning to do. Thomas Senior, your host, will be back in a minute. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
I don't think you play it today, but Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. Well, we just did. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me, and I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the class, in the chat room. Yeah, classroom too, right? Chat room, texting, tweeting, just being part of the conversation. Please, please be involved. Please be engaged, seriously. All right, so I was going to wait till later to do this, but I'm going to do it right now. Okay, Trump's tweets. Now, I told you guys, you know how I feel. Sometimes I think he's way off base. Sometimes I think he's right on. You know, I say it all the time. The thing with Twitter for him, or what Twitter does for him, really, is make it so that he is finally putting the press on the defensive. All right? He can be on the offensive. Usually what it's been in the past with past presidents is they had to wait to see what the paper was saying about them. He doesn't. He uses the Twitter to communicate out to his people. Now, for real, I'd love to know how many people he actually gets out to. Because, you know, Twitter could shadow ban you all over the place. So I would love to know, you know, how many people is actually he's actually reaching for real. All right. So with all that said, you know, you've got Kamala Harris wants him banned from Twitter. I mean, they all want to pull because he gets a message out. They can't stand it. They don't know what to do. This is exactly why they're impeaching him right now. Because they can't beat him at the polls. They know they can't beat him at the polls. Well, let's take a listen. You got to hear this. And this is, oh, God, I can't think of their name. Anyway, campus reform. They go out on campuses all the time. And here they are asking people, young people, oh, is Trump tweets a little too offensive for you? Take a listen.
Talk to students and see what they think.
I think I agree with her. I feel like as our president, he should never disrespect anyone.
The normal person would be suspended, so why isn't he being suspended? Being the president shouldn't change, like, laws and stuff. You know, he's not above the law, so why isn't he being kicked off?
I agree with that because I think that the way the president has handled his Twitter presence has been really unprofessional for someone who's supposed to be the leader of our country.
Twitter should probably, like, compare his Twitter with the guidelines and then decide from there. But if he's violating it, then yeah. I mean, if it's really offensive to other people, then maybe he should get taken away.
And how many people should he be allowed to offend before he gets banned?
I feel like after the first one, he kind of should have been cut off.
Oh.
But, you know.
Yeah, that's kind of hard, though. There's 340, 50 million people in America. Someone's going to be offended by everything, right?
That's true. You cannot please everyone. But I feel like this is a reoccurring thing with him.
Anything that you can remember in the past where you looked at and said, no, that crosses line on Twitter?
Yeah. I can't really think of specific instances, but there have been times where
I know there's
like,
one. There has
should
to
not
be
have
one.
Said that. But.
In your mind, how many people should you be allowed to offend on Twitter before they take it away from you?
I don't know. Like, if it offends, like, a majority of the people in America, then probably it should get taken away. On platforms where you meet, like, where you reach millions of people, it should be kind of, like, constricted, especially being, like, the head of the United States. You should be at least censored in some things that you say.
How many people should he be able to offend before he's removed? And where would you draw that line?
I'm not sure where I would draw the line, but as for the whole free speech thing, I think when you become the president, you're taking on a level of responsibility that goes beyond your average person. And
so now the law, it doesn't protect you anymore. So now when you're the president, you're not allowed to say anything you want to say. You have to say what, well, certain people want you. Notice that there's nobody on the right screaming as to what he's saying. And many, frankly, on the left aren't screaming to what he's saying.
If you can't be trusted to regulate yourself like that, you maybe shouldn't have access to a platform.
Well, personally, I'm a big believer in free speech. I think if Donald Trump wants to go in there and say whatever he wants to say, he has the right to do so. I don't think he should be banned off the platform at all.
It's his Twitter account, so, like, if he says stuff like it's on him, like, it shouldn't be suspended or taken away from him.
As of now, I really don't care necessarily about that. I think there's bigger issues to focus on with Trump and what he tweets, because we all know he's, like, tweeted problematic things, like, thus far.
Personally, I think that Twitter, like, shouldn't ban people off of Twitter because it's, like, you should be able to say what you want on Twitter.
Yeah, you know, these people apparently don't know where the ban button is, right? They don't know where the unfriend, un-whatever button is. This is ridiculous. Come on, give this some real thought. This is ridiculous. They want censorship of free speech. That's really what it boils down to. No way around it. They truly want censorship of free speech. Because, again, these are the snowflakes that if they are uncomfortable with something, something doesn't feel right to them, they want it gone. Because they have to feel good about it. You know, it just here, let's see if I can get the last minute in.
It's free speech.
I don't think someone should be like stopped from expressing on social media because of any reason. People have conflicts over anything. He's before being a president or anyone, he's just a person who has the right to express himself.
People just go.
Now think about it. Okay, this isn't all white folks saying, "Well, yes, you should let him maintain and keep his Twitter account." No, no, these are blacks, Hispanics. As you saw, they're probably Pakistani. I mean, think you have people from all walks of life that are not sucked into one way of thinking. They're not sucked into one ideology. And they're saying, no, 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 you don't take this away from him. Matter of fact, some of them even said, you shouldn't take it away from anybody. And I believe that. Let them spew their hate. Let's see what they're truly like. I don't know any other way to put it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Tell me what a fool I am.
For attention.
I think, honestly, a lot of them are pulling stunts now to try to get popular opinion. So I feel like they have to pull these kind of stunts to show how much they hate Trump. And honestly, just hating Trump isn't enough to get you the presidency at this point. So she's going to have to try a little harder.
Oh, well, hello there. I'm Captain Phillips with
There he is, yeah. You know, seriously, when you think about this, right, really think about what they're saying. You have half a group that's been taught by the professors and swallowed it. That you have to stop nasty speech, because especially if it makes you feel bad. Because we don't want to do anything that's going to make you feel bad. Right? How are they ever going to learn? How are they ever going to be able to handle what comes at them in the real world? Come on, think about it. You're not going to be able to, not by any stretch of the imagination. Because any kind of adversity at all sends them under a couch or a coffee table or a kitchen table. Joe Messina, your host, just in real time. Be back after the break. Don't go far. An American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Many Republican leaders were silent or supportive of President Donald Trump's public call for another foreign government, China, to investigate his political foe, while a handful voiced concern that the president was trying to enlist a rival power in his own reelection effort. Senator Ron Johnson said, quote, "I don't think there's anything improper about doing that," of Trump's call on China to investigate the Bidens. Dissent came from Utah Senator Mitt Romney tweeted, "By all appearances, the president's brazen and unprecedented appeal to China and to Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden is wrong and appalling." In contrast, neither Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell nor House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy responded to any request for comment. The U.S. unemployment rate fell to 3.5% in September, adding a modest 136,000 jobs. It's the lowest level in nearly 50 years, even though employers appeared to turn more cautious and slowed their hiring. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Today, a couple of nitwits.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
Come on, you get, can't you see Corey Duncan? So hard. He's parachute pants. I got to find a way. If somebody knows a way to put somebody's face on like a YouTube, a dancing, I would love to make that with his face on there and send it to him. He would die laughing. Serious. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks for being with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. And please, 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 you got to be part of the conversation. You got to be part of the process. You have to be part of the solution. All right. So I've been dying to get to the story. As sick as it is, I've been dying to get to this story. Okay? So, let me see. The AOC had some kind of town hall, all right? And the woman at the town hall got up and started telling her, well, here, let me see if I can play this, because it's kind of a weird the way they did this, right? Let's see. And the woman started telling her that she was so glad that AOC was in on the green, the whole green thing, right? And that she was happy that she was willing to get on board. She was willing to help in the plan of getting us off of the fossil fuels, right? Here we go.
Lorelein Grant and Nicole Maxilly. May you raise your hands, please? Okay.
But we're not going to be here for much longer because of the climate crisis. We only have a few months left. I love that you support the Green Deal, but it's not getting rid of fossil fuel is not going to solve the problem fast enough. A Swedish professor saying, you know, we can eat dead people, but that's not fast enough. So I think your next campaign slogan has to be this: we got to start eating babies. We don't have enough time. There's too much CO2. All of you, you're pollutant. Too much CO2. We have to start now.
Okay, you can't see this, all right? But the faces, the deadpan faces of the people in the room. Nobody's shaking their head no. Nobody's shaking their head yes. Almost like they were afraid to go, get this nut off of the microphone. But these are the people that are following her. We'll take a listen, though.
Please, you are so great. I'm so happy that you're really supporting Nuclear Deal, but it's not enough. You know, even if we would bomb Russia, we still have too many people, too much pollution. So we have to get rid of the babies. That's the big problem. Just stopping having babies aside and not.
Stop having babies. Just stop. Well, good. Stop having sex. Stop having, maybe what you should do is, maybe we should start talking about protected sex, right? Maybe those kind of things. What do you think? Any, right? No, she's talking about, thinking about this. She's talking about abortion. She's talking about babies that are born alive or what have you, and then eating them. She's a sick human being. But again, there's nobody in the room is saying anything. Why not? Anybody else pick this up? Nobody. There are no heads shaking, no. There are no heads shaking, yes. There's no grimacing on them. I mean, they're just looking with these deadpan faces.
Need to eat the babies. I'm just very serious. Please give a response.
Thank you. No, thank you. Thank you. We'll go ahead.
Okay.
No, we'll go ahead. It's no.
Listen to her response. The woman's still yelling in the background. Okay, so we know she's a little off. But listen carefully to AOC's response. Tell me what's missing.
Thank you. So I think, so one of the things that's very important to us is that we need to treat the climate crisis with the urgency that it does present. Luckily, we have more than a few months. We do need to hit net zero in several years. But I think we all need to understand that there are a lot of solutions that we have and that we can pursue, and that if we act in a positive way, there's space for hope. We are never beyond hope. Okay.
With everything that was said, the only thing she rebutted was that we have longer than 3 months. Now, I don't know about you guys. Usually, if you don't refute something, it means you're for something. Right? If you don't come against it, it must mean you're for it. And she doesn't say a word about the baby eating. Now, using their own playbook, using their own, the way that they deal with verbiage, doesn't that mean that she's for it? Or wouldn't that mean she was for it? I mean, this woman, obviously this woman had issues, okay? She, you know, basically the new slogan on her shirt said, save the planet, eat the children. Oh my God. Now, see, there's somebody that she should not own any guns, okay? She should be, because she wants to thin out the planet. How do you think she would do that? Right? And now, I told you, they've now shifted into climate crisis. It's no longer climate change, climate warming, I don't even know what to call it. It's now climate crisis. But again, the fact that the Congresswoman, she didn't denounce the baby eating proposal. I would love somebody from her office to call us and let us know. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me know why you wouldn't do something like that. Unless, of course, you're for it, in which case, yeah, don't denounce it. I get it. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me, again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. All right? So it's stuff like that. They throw that in our faces all the time. Well, so-and-so didn't denounce this. He didn't say he didn't do it, so therefore he must have done it. Well, let's do the same thing with them. AOC, why did you not denounce baby eating? Just asking. I don't get it at all. This shouldn't be, it really shouldn't be that hard for you. Right? Another thing that just hit the wires a little while ago, that this actual audio and email evidence that shows the DNC colluded with Ukraine to take down Trump in 2016. So you're going to see them ratchet up right? You're going to see them ratchet up allegations because they can't have any of this stuff come through, I should say. You're not going to be able to see any of this. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, and again, you want to make as much noise. When you're doing something wrong, you want to make as much noise against the others as humanly possible. Right? That way they're supposedly, they shouldn't be focusing on you, but hopefully they will. One of my favorite guys, I don't know if this is true. I haven't had a chance to check this story out. I don't mind reading it, though, or looking at it, because I don't like this guy. There's been something about him that has made me nuts for a long time. Right? Now, there is a story circulating that Judge Napolitano has been suspended a little bit on the QT over wiretapping claims, or maybe not, right? Now, there are people trying to get a hold of sources at Fox News to try to find out whether or not this is a true story, right? The LA Times has reported that Judge Napolitano, the LA Times, so for these on the left, I'm sure this is gospel truth for you, has been suspended from the network due to his comments centered around President Donald Trump's wiretapping claims. So, you don't know who to believe here, but you got to stop and think about something. The only thing Napolitano ever says or does, the only thing he ever does is he speaks negatively about President Trump on a regular basis. And the people around him. Now, Napolitano loved him when he thought he had a shot at the Supreme Court. Now, not so much. Now, again, Washington, they're filled with swamp. That swamp is still filled. The other story I saw go by, I don't know how true it is. If one of you know, let me know. Apparently, Kevin Spacey's sexual assault accuser died before the trial got going. I don't know. Is he related to the Clintons? You got a good in there or what? Joe was in your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Don't go far.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
That's right, the congressional theme song. Frankenstein. I mean, seriously. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, this just in today. Yeah, I like doing that. I like those kind of news stories. Apparently a Democrat that was hiding in the ceiling fell through the White House ceiling today in the press room. And as I read on, I found out, it might have been. I don't know. It was a rat. So there's got to be, you know, some kind of connection there, I'm sure. All right. But that's why I don't do this. My day job. What do you want from me, right? Anyhow, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855. That's a true story, by the way. In the press room, a rat fell through the ceiling, and, you know, the other rats in the room went scattering like crazy. So it was hilarious to hear that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. Appreciate your time with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the solution. You know, for all that matters, and I really do, appreciate the time that you've spent with us. Anyhow, let's get back at it, because I was having way too much fun for a while there with some of these stories. I mean, some of these stories are really, 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 so what the heck, where'd it go? Yeah, so far out of it. There's no way that some people said that, you know, this isn't real. We're talking about the September unemployment numbers. You know, as you heard the news source, and I won't make fun of the news source, but, you know, the payroll, I mean, we had another 136,000 people added to, you know, got jobs, right? And what do you hear the announcer say? Well, yeah, we had a meager adding of 136,000. That's 136,000 people that have a paycheck. There's 136,000 people now that feel good about themselves because they have a job and it can feed their families. And the best we can get from a reporter is, well, you know, we had a meager 136,000 jobs added. Well, tell you what, buddy. If you were unemployed and all of a sudden you got a job, you'd be feeling pretty darn good about yourself right about now, don't you think? I love it. It's an irritant for me. It's because it's kind of like now everybody's going to go with the flow because they don't want to be called out. Make noise. Make a difference. You know, some of you, I don't know if some of you know this, but Todd Stearns was dropped from the Fox lineup because of a comment he made on a conservative radio station, a radio network. How'd that happen? It happens because we don't stick up for them. That's how it happens. Anyway, so Donald Trump was at the, gave a speech at the Young Black Leadership Summit. It's really interesting that the young black leaders would actually even invite him, okay? Because everything I hear is the black community hates Trump. You know, Corey Duncan's the only anomaly, of course. When he entered the room, I want you to hear something. Hopefully, did I shut off the sound on this? Hopefully, no, I didn't. Okay. So, he enters the room, you got to hear this. Ready? This is the president entering the room at the Young Black Leadership Summit. Now, just for clarity, Melania did not just walk in the room. This is President Trump. And the way that they're looking at him and the way they're acting. Now, some of you on the left right now, your eyeballs are popping out of your head. And you go, that's because they're brainwashed. No, no, no. You've brainwashed the black community. You Democrats on the far left have brainwashed the black community for over 60 years into believing you want what's best for them. You haven't put one program in place that has actually, for all intents and purposes, worked out to help them. You have kept them down, you have kept them under thumb, and you have kept them reliant on you, the Democrats. That is not helping people. You know, and I love you Dems that like to bring up the Bible from time to time, so let me throw one in your face. Jesus specifically said, don't give them a fish, teach them how to fish. You know why? Because if you give them a fish, they're going to keep coming back for a fish every day. They're going to be reliant on you feeding them. And whoever that them is, I don't care if the them is a woman's group, or the them is a blacks group, or the them is a Hispanic group, I don't care what the group is. You teach them for real how to be self-sufficient. You know, you come across and you talk about how important education is on a regular basis. You keep telling us that education is a big deal. It helps people get out of poverty. It helps people get better jobs. Then why do you keep supporting and pushing these poor schools that are in bad shape, that don't have a solid education program in inner cities? And the only thing you want to do is give the teachers more money because you think that'll give better education. It doesn't work that way. And you can prove it time after time after time. You want to see some success stories? Go look at there was a group called, I'm not sure they're around anymore, Green Dot Charter Schools, okay? They were known to come into the inner city and schools that had major league dropout rates, you know, 70% dropout rates that they were able to turn around in a relatively short period of time. And you know how they did it? They simply did it by just giving the giving the kids a reason to come to school, paying attention to the kids, having teachers in there that didn't just want to help the kids get through. They wanted to help the kids actually learn for a better life. So I'm tired of hearing one thing and seeing the actions go another way. And I'm watching California. They're going to be the poster child for poor schools, poor educations, and lying to the minorities. That's what they're doing. They're lying to the minorities when they say they want to help you. What have they done? And if you mention welfare, I'm going to give you a noogie. Because welfare is supposed to be a temporary thing to help you get through a rough patch, not keep you there. They should have training programs for you and more so you can get out of the situations you're in. Schools should be held to a higher standard, especially in the inner city where they don't work well. And just paying the teachers more money doesn't fix it. Look, not that the teachers shouldn't get decent pay, but I've talked to some really, you know what? I've never had a questionable teacher come up to me in conversation and say, yeah, I don't get paid enough. I'm thinking about quitting because, you know, this ain't worth it. But I've had some of the best teachers saying, if I didn't need the money, I would do this job for free. I love what I do. I love the looks on their faces when something clicks. Those are the teachers I want. Not because I don't want to pay them anything, because they see the nobility and the importance of their job. Those are the ones I want. And that school I was telling you about, when they interviewed the teachers, any teacher that said, my job is to make sure these kids get out of this school, my job is to make sure I graduate these kids, those teachers were gone. They let them go. The teachers who said, my job is to light them up, is to make sure they understand what I'm teaching, to make sure that they have a safe place to be, and they feel loved and wanted and secure here. Those are the teachers they kept. And that's the way it should be. Dems don't work that way. I've got a local assembly person. I wish I had saved a video because I would run it 24/7. She actually talks about how she's for everybody, that she's kind of neutral, that she's not a political hack. And yet we have her on video 12 years ago saying at a party event that she could not understand how any teacher could be a Republican because Republicans don't care about education. Yeah, we do. Actually, I'd even go as far as say we care more than you do about education. We don't believe in spoon-feeding everything, coddling them all kids. We want them to learn. I would have never, as a Republican legislator, I would have never removed the exit exam out of the schools here in California. We lower the bar. I was talking about this earlier. We lower the bar. We remove these exit exams. And what do you use as a measurement? Do you have one? I mean, no, seriously. We've got some of the most asinine academics, classes, and kids who can't tell you what the Civil War was all about. We have, and again, I know I'm going to get slapped for this, but I don't care. But we have black kids that can't tell you what the Civil War is about. The sad part is we have white kids who can't tell you what. We have a majority of kids who can't tell you, ultimately at the heart, what the Civil War was about. Therefore, it perpetuates the thought that the fight was to keep slavery by the white people. And it's so not true. Hundreds of thousands of white people gave their lives, right, to end slavery. Now, I realize some people, and it's very true, President Lincoln was looking to preserve the Union more than he was to preserve or to get freedom for the slaves. And he even said in one letter he wrote that if slavery kept the states together, he would have fought to keep slavery. That's what he alluded to. But my point is, the kids do not know. All they know is about white supremacy. All they know is that white people hate black people. And that white people, white Republican conservatives, want to keep black people in chains. Don't let them do that to your kids. Don't let them do that to your grandkids. Vote the right people in and push back on what they're being taught. Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. God bless. Have a great rest of the weekend. Really, seriously, stay safe because I want you back. Check TheRealSide.com for stations and times and topics.